by Satanic International Network. You're listening to The Ooze.
Upon the stage, every foul wicked spirit is the host, The Ooze.
20 minutes, Zadorove, on The Ooze, spread out.
On The Ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really happen to have a serial crime
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
All right, it's Tuesday night and it's time for The Ooze Luminous. And had a little technical issue just before the show got going. If you're in the chat room, you saw me a little freaked out. I couldn't call in as the host, so I appreciate TC being here to call in and get the host duty set up, and then he's going to sit back and let me do my thing for a little bit. The big news in that's going on right now in the state of Texas, the state of Texas is on fire. All of Central Texas seems to be on fire. We haven't had any water hitting the ground here for months of time. We've had 100-degree temperatures for a good 75, 80 days during the summer, and now the place is catching fire. And we had some idiot out in some place called Mustang Ridge. Don't ask where the hell that's at. I just heard in the news. Actually trying to burn some garbage this morning, so not too fucking bright, especially with, you know, they're talking about, I don't know, 3,000 acres of fire, 6 miles wide. It was just ridiculous, this 30,000 acres of shit being burned up right now. So crazy. I moved from Indiana to get away from the snow, and I got my wish. I got the exact fucking opposite. And in Tropical Momentum, I saw you just made a comment earlier tonight about how Rick Perry's prayer must have pissed Satan off. And this is what he's getting is fire, Texas. It's brimstone here in Austin, Texas. So hope the hippies on Congress dig that shit. So anyways. I'm going to calm down for a second because I'm finally on the air and wasn't sure I was going to be to you folks this evening. We're going to be talking about Satanism and the left-hand path tonight. Why we're going to be talking about Satanism and the left-hand path, when I came up with this concept, this luminous show, I wanted to talk about different trends that I saw going on, not just in the mainstream, but also trends I saw going on the internet, in the circles that I travel in. And the circles I travel in happen to deal with a lot of Satanists, some people who consider themselves this left-hand path thing. And it's hard to tie down or place any definitions on any of that. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own ideas. And you're always wrong. Doesn't matter what the hell you say. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. It doesn't matter how staunch you are about your opinion, how rational or logical you are about your thoughts, what resources, what authorities you're quoting. Because of the nature of Satanism in the left-hand path, when you quote an authority, you're wrong. You're already fucking up. You're supposed to do your own thing. You're supposed to have your own thing going and everything else. And it's funny because you have these people who are all supposed to have their own thing going, who are all supposed to be doing for themselves and thinking for themselves and self-determined and self-responsible. And they argue amongst themselves about who's right and who's wrong, which it's natural. It's natural to do that. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm out there doing it with all of them. I even fucking turned around and said, you know what? I don't identify myself as a Satanist anymore because I disagree with the title. I disagree with the title having authority over me and telling me or telling people what it is I'm supposed to be. I don't want that title to define me anymore. So I am not a Satanist, and at least as far as my identity, at least as far as I identify myself. That's how far I've gone with the whole fucking thing. So you can see how this can be a little bit maddening. This can be a little bit crazy, this kind of thing. So I'm going to be talking about trends that I see going on just recently in Internet Satanism, and I want to make that definition. I want to be clear on this. Internet Satanism is activity by people on the Internet who call themselves Satanists, or Internet left-hand pathism, if you will, is activity by people on the Internet who consider themselves members of the left-hand path, or followers, practitioners, again, dancers on it, you know, they're jugglers on the left-hand path. I don't know what the hell they want to call themselves. And the reason that I distinguish between the Internet folks and who I am, you know, right there, you know, so this is not to disparage anybody. I'm right there talking the same shit and everything else. The Internet Satanists, Internet members of the left-hand path community, and the people who are not part of that community, but still define themselves as Satanists and left-hand path people. The people who are Satanists and left-hand path who are not engaged in the internet path or internet community, who are not part of the rigmarole we got going, the drama, the back and forth, you know, the backbiting, the fighting, the debates, the discussion groups, the focus groups, the, you know, charities and polling and every, I know, whatever the hell they do on the internet. Because for the most part, they could give a shit about the rest of us, what the rest of us think. Still a little excited about the whole not being able to get on the show tonight like the way I wanted to. They could give a damn about what the rest of us think. Okay, they could give a damn about anybody else's opinion. All right, and that's not either good or bad. But I think the difference here is that for a lot of people, Satanism, practicing the left-hand path, it is a philosophy. It is an ideology by which they are meant to do other things. Those people who do Satanism or do the left-hand path as their primary thing, this is their primary identifier, I think they're missing out on things. I think they're missing out on something. And this is just my opinion. And I'm going to get a lot of people who are listening to the show and go, you know, that guy's fucked up and fuck him. You know, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's what I expect from Satanists and members of the left-hand path. The problem I have there is that you listened to the damn show in the first place because you wanted to see what I was going to say. You watched the goddamn YouTube videos. Every time if the word Satanism shows up in a YouTube video, you're watching it and everything else because, I don't know, are we all still trying to make up our mind? Are we also trying to figure out what it is we're about or what it is we're doing? So I'm going to be talking tonight about some of the trends I've seen going on in the Satanist circles on the internet, the left-hand path circles. And for a long time, I haven't had anything to talk about because I really haven't seen anything going on. And just a few things, like in the last week or so, have kind of caught my attention, kind of, you know, got me thinking. It's been percolating for a little bit. There's some other people who have been doing some stuff that it wasn't really worth mentioning. It wasn't really worth spending 3 minutes out of the regular show between, you know, sandwiched in between, you know, Sharia law in some Canadian high school and, you know, Rick Perry having his prayer meeting in Texas. Sandwiching in between there didn't make a lot of sense. So tonight, this show... I got all my show notes, as TC likes to point out. I like to do show prep. I like to have a whole bunch of shit to talk about and all lined out and all ready to go. So it's, as you can see, when something fucks up, well, then I get all discombobulated and everything. So that's where we're at. All right. So, again, I don't know if I mentioned this. If you want to call in, 347-989-1371, or be commenting in the chat room. I'll be watching that. I'll probably ignore your ass, but if you want to comment, go ahead. But if you want to call in, 347-989-1371, be ready to make your point because I only got an hour. All right. So Satanism and left-hand path, let's talk about some definitions first of all because you're not supposed to define shit, so I might as well go wrong right at the beginning, all right? Everybody has their own opinion as to what Satanism is, what the left-hand path is, and I'll be making the point here in a moment that all those opinions are correct, okay, and all those opinions are full of shit, all right? Satanism seems to be, to me, some sort of social adversarialism. And what I mean by that is the Satanists, to an extent, are reacting to society at large, reacting to the trends and the pressures and the influences of whatever, tradition, dogma, moral values, behavioral codes, things that have been established and put in place by people far older and far more dead than the rest of us that shouldn't really have any influence on us whatsoever. This is where we've lived. This is where our country's been for the last 50, 60 years, okay? The reason that I'm kind of expressing what it is, what my perspective on Satanism is because it colors everything else I do. All of my opinions are, you know, go through that Satanist filter. All of my ideas, you know, go through, you know, this Satanist screen. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, whether it's, you know, my thing as a tattoo artist, whether it's, you know, my artwork, whether it's, you know, the way I deal with my kids, the way I deal with my girlfriend, there's some Satanism involved in all of that. And one of the things I think I see going on is, you know, well, when you're doing that, you know, and that's the way it's supposed to be. This is my opinion. I think this is the way it's supposed to be, that this is your ideology. This is your philosophy. This is not the thing you do. Because in Satanism, I don't care what title you have. I don't care if you call yourself, you know, magistrate, reverend, you know, warlock, you know, king monkey fuck. I don't know. I don't care what it is you call yourself. There is no clergy. There is no recognized, centralized institution. As desperate as the Church of Satan might be to have that recognized, centralized churches, institution, and some of these other groups, you know, there's all kinds of other groups out there that are the same way, that have, you know, have this need to have this centralized organization modeled after what's familiar to them. You missed the point. You're supposed to think for yourself, okay, or at least try. You know, here I am saying think for yourself. That kind of makes it so that how do you do that shit? How do you think for yourself if you're telling me to think for yourself? You know, are you telling me now, Jason, I shouldn't think for myself because you just said think for yourself? You know, which way do I go? That's, again, this is kind of the schizophrenia that goes on with Satanists, with the Satanist community, is that, you know, you're told to think for yourself. Well, if you had to be told that, you know, are you accomplishing it? Okay, and it's, you know, I don't know, are you or not? It's up to you. Anyways, so there's no centralization. There's no clergy. So there's not really a way to make a living being a Satanist. And there are people who have tried. You know, there are people who are out there writing books. There are people out there, you know, they're pushing their church. I mean, Anthony LaVey, again, we're good for that. Born, or, you know, died a pauper, basically. Died in debt, okay? And you've got family members squabbling over, I don't know what. I mean, they tore down the house. So, you know, is there anything there to fight over or whatever? You know, they have a certain rights to your commercial marketing shit or whatever, but they don't even own the book anymore, the Satanic Bible. Some other company owns that, not the Church of Satan. So, you know, there's no central thing to go to. So it's whatever your opinion is, that's supposed to color your perspective on other things. You're not supposed to, at least in my opinion, be a Satanist as your primary identifier in life. You're supposed to be a fry cook who also ideologically is moving towards, you know, is involved in Satanism with the left-hand path. You're supposed to be, you know, a dog whisperer who, you know, hears demons also. I don't know. You're supposed to have other things you're supposed to be doing. Satanism is kind of the underlying, undercurrent thing that's part of your whole philosophical outlook. So social adversarialism, what I mean by that is that you're supposed to be adversarial to the way that the rest of society operates, okay? And it's society in a very generalized way. The very herd mentality, the very, you know, rely on the government, rely on your neighbor, rely on your church, rely on your institutions, you know, rely on all those other people, don't rely on yourself. And our system is geared toward getting people to be very reliant on all those things instead of relying on themselves. LaVey, in the, you know, in the 60s or whatever, writes a book, and I'll tell you right now, he didn't come up with the idea. It wasn't his fucking idea. You know, he got the idea from a whole bunch of other people and put it together. He just happened to be involved in the marketing of the damn thing, okay? Can't even say whether the guy wrote the Satanic Bible or not for sure, okay? So don't think I'm sitting there propping LaVey up. Don't think I'm sitting there putting him on a pedestal. You know, the guy, fuck, he just got lucky, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, he puts out this book, and it talks about, you know, being adversarial towards the values of the day, okay? Now, there are people who have taken it to a whole other step where it's, we need to be adversarial to everything all the fucking time. Now, I don't see Satanism as being something being defined by everything that it opposes. And that's one of the problems I see going on right now, one of the trends that are out there as far as Satanists are concerned. At least, again, it's part of my opinion, because I don't want a lot of friends coming on here and going, no, you can't sit there and say that you should have your own opinion and then give people their opinion. You can't do that shit. You can't tell people what to do. I'm not telling what the people what to do. I'm giving you my opinion. My opinion is there are a lot of Satanists out there who are just adversarial towards every fucking thing. It doesn't matter what your idea is. It doesn't matter what you got going on. Their first instinct is to go, no, you're wrong. They didn't even hear you say it. You didn't even finish the sentence. No, you're wrong. I do it to myself. You know, you're wrong. That's not right. That's not saying that. No, it's not right. It's not right. It's not fucking right. Okay? That's what I see going on, and you don't do anything, which is why I think so many Satanists who are out there, people who I look to, who I see, you know what, that guy's a Satanist. That guy, because he doesn't give a shit about what the rest of us knuckleheads are thinking, what the rest of us knuckleheads are doing. I'm pointing to Anton LaVey, but let me point to another Anton, Anton Long, okay? The guy who wrote a lot of material or organized a lot of material or whatever he did for the ONA, the Order of the Nine Angles, who is, it's very trendy right now, if you've noticed, to be hit with the Order of the Nine Angles, to be down with that philosophy, to be up on that material and everything else. That's very trendy right now to be following that herd. And yeah, I fucking said it. You're following that herd. You're following that crowd. You're part of the ONA. And I'm not down on the ONA. I'm not coming down on them. I dig a lot of what they're saying. I dig a lot of the material and everything else. I just don't get why all of a sudden everybody's on the ONA dick. But that's the way it is. I mean, it's popular right now. So if that's your thing, if you're following trends, if you want to be popular, if that's how you express your Satanism and everything else, I mean, knock yourself out. But Anton Long, okay, here I am. I'm gonna talk him up, all right? Anton Long talked about, you know, opposing the system and then having a freely evolving new system based on the natural tendencies inherent to humanity, okay? Talked about, you know, getting out there and as groups, as clusters, you know, as tribes, developing your own way of doing things. And then, you know what, you go to war with other people, you have to go to war with other people, and the strongest win out, okay? It's like, it's Anton Long took, you know, whatever bullshit Anton LaVey has, and again, he did, you know, crib notes from Anton LaVey. It was probably the other fucking way around. If Anton Long even gave a shit about what Anton LaVey had to say. Anton LaVey came up with, you know, said, hey, oppose the system and everything else, and we've got another little thing we're doing, and it's fun, it's parties and everything, it's kind of hip and everything, it's trendy, and this is what we're going to do, but there really wasn't a lot of substance to it. You know, go out and do your thing, whatever it is you're going to do, and feel good about it. Okay, that was Anton LaVey's thing. Anton Long said, you know what, there's something fucked up with our society, there's something fucked up with our system. It denies our inherent humanity, our system, okay? It denies that the monsters we are, the fuckers we are, the crazy pieces of shit that we need to one another, it denies all that. And who are we kidding? Who are we who are we lying to? You know, who are we trying to impress with our bullshit, with our civilization, everything else? So let's, you know, grab it by the fucking balls and go our own way. Let's do our own fucking thing. That seems to be what's going on with the ONA, and I think I appreciate that a little bit more. But in both instances, it wasn't just let's oppose something. Let's just be in opposition. Let's just get together and hold hands and stand against those things, okay? Let's be defined by the thing we call our enemy, all right? And I've been against that idea, too, the idea of calling something like Christianity, Judaism, Islam, your enemy, because when you do so, you're empowering them. You're saying that they're worth that title. They're worth being your adversary. You know, it's something you oppose. I oppose all fucking organized religion. I oppose all institutionalization. Institutionalization, I oppose all of that shit when it comes to spirituality. Find your own fucking center. Find your own fucking way of dealing with things, of relating to the reality, approaching this creation that you're in for, you know, a split second or whatever. You're here, you're born, you do your fucking thing. Hopefully you get laid. Hopefully you're worth, you know, actually having children or shit like that. Hopefully you're not a shitty breeding stock. You know, it tends to be the majority of what's going on. We seem to be, you know, focused on mediocrity and everything else. So hopefully you actually produce some offspring that forward the species and everything else. But then you're fucking out of here. You know, here and gone. And it's that quick. It's that fucking, you know, that fucking simple. It sounded like 80 years and shit like that, but it happens that fucking fast. Right? So you don't have time to be told, you know, what's your opinion by other people. It encourages, in my opinion, an immaturity in us. You know, when you're a child, you're told by everybody else what to do. And your whole childhood is being defined by other people, you know, what you can do, what you're supposed to do, pushing your chair, stop picking your nose, stop playing with yourself, all that shit, you're told what to do, so that when you actually get into society and you're told, now you're an adult, you know, figure it out, do what you want to do, make it happen, but then don't do this, and only within these set of parameters. And don't even think about doing that, okay? Where's the adulthood? Where's the maturity in that? All right? It doesn't make any sense. So with Satanism as a philosophy, part of the reason I am interested in Satanism and I pursue this as a philosophy is that it at least suggests that you're adult enough as a being, being existentially and being physically whatever, that you're mature enough to make some of your own determinations, that the possibility of true self-determination exists within you. So that's why I dig Satanism. So trends I see going on right now. Okay, Satanism is not, again, defined by what it opposes. It opposes things and then offers an alternative. Satanism is the alternative to other things. You should think for yourself, and that your opinion, but keep in mind, when you're thinking for yourself, your opinion is no more right than anybody else's. You have to test it. You have to stand opposed to things. You have to actually be challenged and everything else. But at the end of the day, if you don't give a shit, if you're confident enough in your opinion that you don't give a shit and you don't have to listen to anybody else, well, then go do your thing. Okay, I think you figured it out at that point. You figured it out for you. But when you turn around and start telling people, you know, I've got, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing my thing, and you shouldn't be doing what you're doing because you're calling yourself a Satanist or you're saying Satanism is this, and you shouldn't be doing that. Well, you're just as bad as these Christians who are out there saying, you know what, we want tolerance for our faith. We want you to, you know, let us worship the way we want to worship, but I'll be goddamned if you worship that way. I'll be goddamned if you try doing that shit, if you try pulling that off. You're no fucking better. It's hypocritical to sit there and say, I'm entitled to my own opinion. You're not. That's hypocrisy. So one of the trends I see going on is we got this unity thing in Satanism and the left hand path, and it seems to come up. It seems to pop up every so many months or whatever. Some new person is grabbing that banner and is going to lead the charge over the hill from a group of like-minded, relatively connected individuals to we're all under one banner, we're all doing one thing, and that's our thing. And you want to call in again? The number is 347-989-1371. So let's all get under this fucking banner and let's all join together. And the charge was recently sounded. And by the way, when I point out these behaviors, when I point out these little things that I see going on, you're not going to hear me actually name names. If I'm going to name a name, I'm going to try to talk that person up because that's just the fucking way I am. There's a whole bunch of idiots out there doing this very same thing with the fucking left-hand path movement, Satanism. We're all trying to cry unity and join together and fly under my banner and be here with me. Follow me, damn it, and that kind of thing. That's just, it opposes the idea of, again, thinking for yourself, self-determination, social adversarialism, that kind of thing. The things that I think, in my opinion, make up Satanism. All right, so I'm not calling any one person out. I'm just pointing to the behavior. And what's real fun, for those of you playing the Who's Luminous Home game, what's real fun is to sit there and see who comes out of the woodwork to cry foul, to see who goes, oh, you were talking about me on the Ooze. No, I fucking wasn't. I wasn't talking about you. I'm not mentioning your fucking name. I don't want to fucking give you any more advertising. I don't want to be involved in that shit. I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the behavior. So everybody, you know, there's these unity movements. We're all going to get together and we're going to show them, okay? Show fucking who? You know, they all have their straw men. They all have the people they're going to go after. Who are they going to show? You know, they're going to show the Christians. They're going to show the Jews. They're going to show the government. They're going to show whatever, that if we get together, the 200 of us, the 2,000 of us, the 10,000 of us, the, you know, however many, the five of us, the three of us, if we all get together, we stand together, you know, we're gonna show them they're gonna respect us. And life is not a fucking after school special. They give a shit. 10,000 people stand up and go, we're Satanists, we're members of the left hand path, and we deserve your respect. The fuck you do, okay? And you know, and what is that? What is that? You want respect? I said this in the video. Fine, you fucking got it. There you go. You got respect. What are you gonna do with that? You're gonna feed your fucking family with it? You're gonna build a bridge with it? What are you gonna do with it? Okay? It doesn't fucking matter. These people, they don't care if you've got some kooky ideas about the left-hand path. You've got some kooky ideas about spirituality. And they're kooky. Why are they kooky? Because they're different. Why are they different? Because you actually think for yourself. So one of the things you have to get over, in my opinion, again, my humble opinion, because, you know, I don't want to tell people what to do, because people cry when I tell them what to do. Don't tell us what to do, that kind of shit. In my humble opinion, you've gone over that hill. You've gone over that hurdle. You've made it through all this shit when you can think for yourself and not give a goddamn what everybody else is doing and not give a goddamn what somebody else down the street's doing. As long as it's not affecting you, as long as the fucking preacher isn't coming into your house and bending you over to sodomize you with a fucking cross and a ruler, you shouldn't give a shit, okay? As long as it's not oppressing you. As long as it's not, are you on an individual basis? And if you are feeling oppressed, then you stand up and do something. Then you get up and you make some shit happen. If you're trying to protect yourself from some fucking oppression, have an agenda. Have a goal. Have a set of fucking things you actually want to accomplish. But just don't sit there and say, hey, all of you people who think for yourself, who are self-determined, who are all opposed to any kind of joining together and everything else, hey, well, how about we all hold hands for a day and let them know that we all stand together and we're unified? How about that, huh? Like, what, you didn't get it? You didn't get the memo? Think for yourself? You didn't get the memo? Be self-determined? Hello? Okay? And then it's worse, you know? It's because it's not just when you sit there and don't have an agenda, but when you go even further and you say, let me be your leader. Okay? I'm the top dog. I'm the alpha male. I'm the guy. I'm the man from times. I want to be your leader. All you Satanists should be under my banner because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. I got my shit together. I live this shit. I should be your leader. Okay? And there are a couple of people out there are going to go, oh, he's talking shit about me right now. No, fuck that. I'm talking about Anton LaVey. I'm talking about Mr. Gilmore. Okay? These people would go, you know what? You should follow our organizations. You should buy our cars. You should let us lead you. To what? To do what? To organize for what purpose? I have yet to see a leader in the left-hand path movement, in the Satanist movement, who have stood up and said, let me lead you to this. You know, a better life, better working conditions, more money, more women, your hot and cold running pussy on tap, you know, that kind of thing. No leader has actually made a promise to me and said, this is what we're going to make happen. And I've tried them, man. I've tried a few of them, okay, just to see what the fuck they were about, just to see if any one of them had any fucking thing, any clue what they were talking about, any idea. None. It's not out there. Because in Satanism, it shouldn't be out there. The only leader you should have is yourself. Satanists don't follow. They collaborate. They're partners. They get together on some shit. Now, there are some folks out there who are waving a flag, who are flying a banner. And these people, okay, when they do it, they're doing it right. Okay, this, again, in my opinion, because I don't want Ron Frentz going, oh, Jason, kettle black and shit. All right, you got me, buddy, you got me. All right, I learned my lesson, man, so I'm not doing that, okay? But you know what? I'm going to give props to Ron French for what he's doing, okay? He seems to get it. Now, I don't agree with his thing, man. I don't agree with, you know, having a nice little home for all the alternative religions to come and be together, do their own thing. It's a noble goal, okay? But it's just not mine, all right? So I know I'm making fun, all right? The guy can't take a joke. As many jokes as he's told at my expense, fuck you, Ron. If you can't take a joke, it's just the way it is, okay? But anyways, he's got this thing, you know, this Access Sanctuary Church and everything else. And you know what he's doing, okay? He isn't out there going, come join me because we'll make this wonderful thing happen. Come join me because we'll do this big fucking thing. So he's going, you know what he's saying? He goes, hey, by the way, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing this thing, and I've been doing this thing, and I'm just telling you about it because this is what I'm doing. And I think there are enough like-minded people out there that might be interested in what it is I'm doing that if you'd like to do this thing too, great. If you think that the two of us doing this thing together would be even better, awesome. Let's go ahead and get together and do this. But I'm still doing this thing. That if you're not going to do this thing or you don't like what I'm doing, if you're opposed to this idea, well, you know what? Shut the fucking channel off. Don't listen to what I'm saying because I'm not talking to you. Right? My message has already not gotten to you. So I don't need to speak to you. I'm speaking to those people who might agree with me. I'm speaking to those people who might have an interest in what it is I have to say. If you don't have an interest, be a fucking adult and walk the fuck away. That's it. If you're listening to the news, you don't like what the fuck we're saying to the news, hey, you know what, fuck you, I'll do what I want when I want to do it. I don't need you to do those things. I'm fine doing these things, fucking things on my own. I appreciate that I have people who listen. I appreciate that I have people who dig what I have to say. I appreciate that people who get to come to me and go, hey, man, what are you doing with this? I'm fucking shocked half the time when it happens, okay? But I appreciate it. I understand it. But you know what? I would do this thing even if you weren't fucking listening. I would sit here and talk to myself for an hour, even if you weren't fucking listening. I like the sound of my voice. I think I sound melodious, that kind of thing. You know, the cacophony of noise that I make, I just love it. I love it. I love talking to myself. It's awesome. Oh, by the way, 347-989-1371. And that wasn't the fucking cue for you fuckers to call in, so don't do it. I'm going to say some news. Zach Black, Satanic International Network, he sponsors the Ooze. So for full disclosure, Zach Black, he's our buddy here at the Ooze. But, you know, what did the guy do? Okay? He sets up a network. This has been tried over and over and over again. I can't name all the fucking organizations that have done this shit and fallen apart. The League of Independent Satanists, the United Order of Cerberus, there's so many little fucking acronyms and everything else dancing around my head right now, I can't name, you know, more than those two. But they show up, they do their thing for a year, seems like a good thing, and it falls apart. Okay, Satanic International Network, Sin. Zach gets together. What does he do? First thing, right out the way, he goes, you know what? The men here, the administrators here, they're not any better than any fucking buddy else. The referees are the most. And the referees, what do? We just want to make sure you follow the rules. What's the rule we have? You put your goddamn picture, a picture, on your profile page. That seems to be the big thing, you know? Don't act like a horny idiot and try to, you know, send all the girls here videos of you jerking off. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not real hard to follow the rules of Satanic International Network, and they cater to every fucking body. And there's Christians in the Satanic International Network, for fucking Christ's sake. Okay? So it's the way he does life is he says, you know what, the goal is we want to get together. We want to associate. We want to talk. We want to have a place where our ideas can be expressed. And if you don't want to be here, fuck you. Go find another fucking organization to be with. Go do your thing. No leaders. No bullshit. The agenda is let's get together and have a good time. And if some good ideas come out of this shit, awesome. If it's just us sitting on Tiny Chat every fucking night drinking beers and goofing on one another, that's just as cool also. So that's what he's got going on. But he didn't say, come join my thing. Come get involved in this. He doesn't get butthurt when he finds out you're part of two or three other fucking forums. He could give a shit because he's doing his own goddamn thing. He's doing what he wants to do. And even if he was the only one in Tiny Chat, I've seen him because I've been in Tiny Chat and caught him doing it. He'll just sit there staring himself in the camera. He'll just look. He's just staring. That's what he does. He just, wait for somebody to show up so he can talk to him. So he can show him his new legal marijuana from fucking California, the son of a bitch. So anyways, Zach Black, doing it right. Okay? Rep and Ronald French, doing it right. All right? I saw a video today. The video's been on YouTube for a little while. Org Cobb, okay? And Alexi, okay? She's associated with the show and everything else. She puts up this video. She's responding to a particular dude. And she made a great point, okay? That there are some people out there who they say they got something to do. I mean, I got something to do, and I want everybody to fucking fly under this banner. I want everybody to run to my flag. I want everybody to join me and look to me as your leader. Look to me as the guy I'm the man with the plan. I got it together. I want you to fucking, I want you to hear what I have to say, and I want you to, try it out and everything else. We're gonna, I don't know what. We're going to do something, though, and it's going to be awesome. Okay? So that's part of the problem. But then what does he do? What does he do when people call him out? What does he do when people are critical of him? What does he do? What do these types of people do? Okay, I shouldn't say he. Not calling on one particular person. I am pointing out Lexi had a very good point that you're so busy running down all of your critics. You're so busy running down all the people that have had a negative opinion about you that you don't have time to say anything positive about what the fuck it is you're doing. You don't have time to even develop an agenda. It's not just that you don't have anything fucking going on. You don't have time to develop that agenda. You don't have time to actually, do anything positive. You're so busy chasing down every fucking person that talks shit about you. And if that's how you entertain yourself, I mean, if that's what you call advertising, and that's how you like that drama because, you might shake out two or three new members or whatever to your organization, that's on you, man. But it's like, you're so busy running around pissing other people's parade that you lack them. And it's because you lack the rhythm to actually march yourself. You just don't have it in you, so you go around taking the shit on everybody else. It's fucked up. It's not, and it goes against this idea, this satanic standard, this left hand path thing. At least again, in my opinion, Reverend Ron, my opinion. All right, my opinion is this opposes those ideas that you think for yourself. That you are self-determined. How can you be self-deified if you are not at first self-determined? If you could give a shit about what everybody else is doing, you're doing your own thing regardless. How does self-deification occur? All right, if that's how you define Satanism, if that's how you define left-hand path, how does self-deification occur if you're clearly not self-determined? If you are self-determined, when you hear this, you won't give a shit. You won't fucking say a goddamn thing because I'm not talking about you. But if I'm talking about you, just speak up. All right? So, on to other trends. I know TC's listening. I know I got like 25 minutes left. I didn't know if TC wanted to jump in here or not. If TC doesn't jump in, I got a covered boss. But if you want to jump in, just, type in the chat room or just break in and go, shut the fuck up. I got something to say. So, anyways. One of the things I think is part of this whole Satanism left-hand path thing is, you set your own standards. You live by and set your own standards. You decide what it is you like and don't like. You decide what it is that's cool for you and is not cool for you. You decide that that's your thing, okay? But while you're deciding what your own standards are, while you're setting those standards, while you're creating those parameters, while you're being self-determined, determined. Okay? You can't run around and deny that ability in other people. You can disagree with other people. You can let them know you disagree. Okay? That's cool. You should have those discussions. You should have those debates. But I saw something recently, some guy talking about some other guy. Okay? And what you have to say about the other guy is like, well, you know what? I don't think very much of what this guy has to say. Why? What? Is that it? That's the line you're going to drop? Because somebody else was saying, you know, the guy's a good guy. The guy knows the guy has his shit together. So you're going to drop this line. Well, I don't think very much of what that guy has to say. And I'm a Satanist. Or whatever. And I don't think very much of it. So he gets called out. And it's funny, you know, because he uses an example. He says, you know, this guy, he's definitely none of those. Well, no shit, because he's a fucking Satanist and he's self-determined. He shouldn't be any of those. He should be doing his own goddamn thing. You clearly, in my opinion, don't know what the hell you're talking about. All right? But when one of the dudes, he says, has his shit together, steps up and goes, you know what, I got to slap you, man, because the guy you're talking about, I think he's the shit. I think he's got his shit totally together, and you're wrong. Well, then this guy, you know, the alpha male shows up, and this guy kind of pisses down his leg a little bit. Well, you know what, you're entitled to your own opinion and stuff, and I'm just saying, you know, if you want to disagree, but I'm just saying, I'm waiting to be impressed. Well, you know what, you're waiting to be impressed. You just prove that you don't get it. You don't get what this Satanism thing is. You don't get it, you know, that you shouldn't be. It tells me two things, okay? That, first of all, you think the person you're talking about has some inherent need to impress you, or that he or she should care about what your opinion is. The person's a Satanist, right? The person has satanic tendencies. The person's on the left-hand path. Why the fuck do they have to impress you? Who the fuck are you that they would need to impress you? Nah, it doesn't work that way. Two, you're waiting on someone to impress you. And what happens when somebody impresses you? Are you going to, what? I'm assuming you're going to follow them. I'm assuming, well, that guy's got his shit together. That's how I'm going to think from now on. That's not self-determination. That's not figuring it out for yourself. That's waiting around to be a clone of somebody that impressed you. Come the fuck on, man. Okay, and it's just fucking weak. That's my opinion. My opinion, Revan Ron, my opinion. Okay, it's my fucking opinion that's weak. Sit there and say, I'm waiting around to be impressed. You know what? If you were a real fucking Satanist, if you had any clue as to what this left-hand path thing was about, you wouldn't be waiting around to be impressed by shit. You'd go out and be fucking impressive. You'd go out and do some goddamn things. He was talking shit. He said, you know what? I've never seen anything that took my breath away right based on what they were doing. You know? Well, and who the fuck are you? You're talking about the guy. You know, right there, the fact that you're talking about the guy says he made an impact on you. All right? Just some people don't think. They don't think. Okay. So anyways, you know what? We judge things based on our own standards, you know? It's called solipsism. It's something that was brought up in one of those damn books that Anton LaVey supposedly wrote. You know, he wrote, you know, the 11 rules of the earth and shit. Yeah. He wrote it. Yeah. Okay. Solipsism. All right. It's when you have, when your ideas and everything else, you have these ideas, you have this opinion, and you expect everybody else to cater to it. The idea that other people have their own opinions, that other people have their own ideas, well, that just breaks you. That's a 3-inch curb that trips your ass every time you walk over it. Well, you have your own ideas? Hey, I'm walking along, got my own opinions, I got my own ideas. Oh, shit, you got your own ideas too? I'm fucked. That ruined my day. Yeah. That's solipsism, and that's what this guy was expressing. All right. So we have 20 minutes left in the show. The call-in number is 347-989-1371. This has been entertaining for me, a little bit of intellectual masturbation going on. I've got more shit to talk about. So, anyways, nobody wants to call in. Chicken shit, that's what y'all are.
Oh, wait, okay.
You can't call me chicken shit, dude. I'm
What's going on, man?
Oh shit, man. I'm loving the show. Are you echoing?
I was a little bit, but yeah, when you came on, I started echoing. That's how I knew you were on.
All right, I'll make sure to mute this fuck then. I'm just laughing, man. I mean, if you could call it any more any more right, I think it would be wrong. So you're just knocking it the fuck out, dude. I'm just wondering, though, how, you know, did you spend a lot of time, like, in one of the big churches there in Fort Wayne? Because, holy shit.
No, man. My father claims that he studied to be a preacher, but I never saw that shit when I was a kid. So, you know, I think it's having a drill sergeant fucking show me the light for, you know, 8 weeks and then living that life for 4 years. So that's pretty much what it is.
Right on, man. Right on. Don't let me interrupt you too much, dude. I just wanted to pop in and make sure that you didn't get away with calling me chicken shit, so.
Right on, man. All right, so I got one more point to make, and this is the closer. This is the climax. This is the big point. All the other little fucking ducks that I just knocked down, those were easy. That was easy to shoot all that shit down, you know. How do you disagree with that shit? I mean, yeah, self-determination. Think for yourself. Do your own thing. I'm gonna go a little someplace that few men fear to tread. I'm going to go into something here that most of us boys in the room, we're scared of this shit. I'm going to talk about girls, okay? Especially girls in Satanist forums. All right? It's been said before. This is the analogy. This is the thing I want you to think about. Hey, all of you role-playing geeks out there, all of you role-playing geeks that have been listening to the show or catching the show on the archive, you know that if you ever went to, like, a role-playing store where they, you know, they actually sat around for hours, you know, they haven't showered for days, or playing Magic, they're playing D&D, they're playing whatever they are, they got their dying 20 in there, rolling the dice. As soon as a chick shows up, or, you know, it doesn't even have to be a really woman, something with tits shows up and has an interest in what they're doing. Hey, boys, what are you doing? You know, I'd like to make a character. I'd like to play. You know, it doesn't matter how wrong she is. They will tear into one another. They will eat each other alive, all right, over some bullshit rules, some bullshit game, okay? But if a chick walks in and she can make every mistake in the book and they will carry her ass, they will, oh, it's okay, well, you know, it's not a big deal. No, that sounds right. That sounds right to me. Yeah, sure. Your sword that you roll for die eight, there's 1 through 8 on that sword. Yeah, you can do 20 points of damage to that shit, no problem. Yeah, you're right. Will you let me touch your boobies, please? Please, please, please. That's what's going on. These dudes are all sitting around humping these chicks' legs, okay? That's what happens when you get a movement, a group, or whatever, that's predominantly male. And boys, Satanism is predominantly male. You know, the left-hand path is predominantly male. Why? Because chicks don't need to do the shit we do to distinguish ourselves from the herd. Chicks often get things for being part of the herd. It's advantageous for them to play the game. It's advantageous for them to be in society, to be in that mix. Okay, so when a chick does something stupid in a forum full of Satanists, you know, that if I said that shit, I would be eaten alive. They would hand me my head on a virtual stick. They would be all over that shit. But a chick says that, oh, you know what, I see your point. Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a boyfriend? No, you know, Satan and Jesus, yeah, they're practicing the same dude. Yeah, yeah. No, I think we should do some good for the poor. Definitely. Satan should get together and do some good for the poor. Totally. Can you send me a pair of your panties in the mail? That's, I mean, and it's the way it should be, okay? I'm not coming down on anybody for doing that shit. It's the way it should be, all right? It's a sausage fest, Satanism is, all right? Where there are not enough women involved in it. You definitely don't want to do anything that's going to scare them away. When they do decide to show up, like, you don't want them running. You don't want them leaving, all right? The problem is, sometimes some of these chicks show up and say something really stupid. Okay? Case in point. I was in a forum that shall remain unnamed, listening to a live chat session, people talking. And I was just there. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I had other shit to do, and I turned it on because it was another fucking voice in the room because I'm afraid to be alone or something. I don't know. So anyways, the voices are talking. It's something to drown out the voices in my head. So they're talking. And somebody's on there bitching. And it sounds like a chick. And she's bitching about how she was outed on Facebook as a Satanist. Holy shit. Somebody told her friends and family that she was a Satanist. You know how they did it? You know how they told people that she was a Satanist? How they told friends and family that she's a fucking Satanist? They probably went on her fucking Facebook and said, hey, nice seeing you on this forum. Hail Satan! You know, not you know, trying to burn her, not trying to fucking tear up or ruin her day. Trying to do something cool. Trying to say hello in a satanic fashion. All right? So, this chick's on there, man, and she's on a tear, dude. I mean, somebody lit the fuse on her tampon that night. She was going off on this whole thing. I just don't think it's right. I don't think people should have the right to go on someplace and just, you know, put somebody out there. They shouldn't have to say that shit. They should know that what happens here happens here, and it shouldn't go anywhere else. I didn't realize that Vegas, well, I know Vegas has an internet, but I didn't realize it was there. I didn't know Vegas had a website. I didn't realize it was there. I thought the Vegas website was someplace else. I thought Las Vegas would be a website, you know? But there it was. You know, what happens in this forum stays in this forum. No, it does not. Welcome to the internet. Okay? I thought about it, man. I thought about jumping on. I thought about getting in there and saying something. I thought about it. But then I saw what was going on. All the guys, that sucks. You know, you shouldn't do that. And one guy actually had the testicular fortitude to say, well, you know, it might be a good idea if you want to avoid those kinds of confrontations to have a fucking second internet account like every other fucker on the internet. You know, every other fucker on the internet's two or three goddamn people. You never know who you're dealing with. You know, have the fucking common sense that if you're concerned that you as a Satanist are going to one day cross paths with you in real life, because apparently the person you are in real life just sucks. I mean, you live in a small town, you're dealing with all these assholes, it's hard, man, and you can't fucking find your way out of that. So your one escape is to get away to the internet and be a Satanist. And, oh, my God, what happens if my mom finds out? Oh, my God, what if my employer finds out? Well, hello, dumbass. Set up a second account. How hard is it? Stupidity, I think. You know, I know, you know, somebody wrote it, and I don't know if it's true, but it seems to be trendy. It seems to be part of the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, that stupidity is something that Satanism tends to oppose. But this chick gets a pass. Right, so the person you are need to be in real life. You know, it has to be safe, kept safe, and the people that you are on the internet, set up a second account. And it blew my mind. It blew my mind that none of these people actually had anything to say. But oh yeah, they shouldn't have come in here, said, you know, talked to you and, you know, talked to everything else, and then went to your Facebook account and told people what you were doing. I mean, what did they probably say? You know, hey, saw you on this forum. Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Whatever. It didn't make any fucking sense. And she got a pass because she has tits. Now, that said, I love tits, and there's nothing wrong with tits. Okay? Just so you know. Straight guy. Anyways, the chicks that are involved in Satanism, there are some out there who don't realize what's going on, who don't realize that they're getting a pass. They don't realize that their stupid shit is being tolerated because one of these people thinks they might have some sort of virtual relationship with her. You know, one day she sent me a drawing of what her vagina might look like. You know what? She sent me a link to a porn website. That was really cool of her. It was like having sex with her, except it's, you know, a bunch of whores. Which doesn't say much about the girl, does it? But anyways, you know, some of these chicks, they don't realize it. They don't realize that, you know, they're being given a pass. Now, some of these women do. Those tend to be the actual Satanist chicks. They realize that they go into these fucking forums, and it's nothing but a parade of dancing dicks, dancing around them, la, 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 la. If you want to fucking feel special, show up in a satanic forum and be a woman. Okay, they will come running. They're, oh, hey, you know, what can we do for you? Do you need fucking showing around the virtual, you know, clubhouse? You need any, got any questions? Anybody picks on you, you let me know, because we'll take them down. We'll let them know. We don't do that shit here. Can I touch your boobs? It just doesn't work for me. And it just blows my mind when I see it. Like I said, I understand it, because that's, women get that. There are women out there, you know what, Zandora LaVey. I think I'm saying her name right. The hula hooping stripper. Okay. I guess she has a nice body. I'll say it. Okay. I don't think she's the most attractive chick in the face. I know. I'm saying it. I'm saying these things, being real about this shit. But you know what? She knows how to work that whole fucking Satanist thing. She realizes that she's one of like 8 women who are out there publicly as Satanists. All right? So she's got that whole male demographic. She can pick and choose any fucking bath symbol of bath net wearing motherfucker she wants on any given night. And she's got it going on. She didn't have to put out. You know, she can just hand him a picture of herself. She handed out a million of these pictures and everything. Goes on the internet, point to the website. There, go jerk off. Like, have a sex with me. You know, she understands it, and she's using it. She's milking it for her own purposes. But it's these other people, man, this particular person. Christ, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. You come into the Satanist forum, and you go, I don't like people telling people what I'm doing on the internet. I got a job and a life, and this person's messing with my karma. Yeah. And we should give a shit, because that's what you expect from Satanists. But what does she get? She gets all the fucking attention she needs. She gets all the, oh, you poor things from all these hard asses. That's the other thing. You're such a hard ass. Oh, you're wrong. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I will come over to your house and take a virtual shit on your dog, that kind of thing. That's what they're saying and everything else to all these other dudes. Some chick comes in there and says something stupid, and my God, these the biggest teddy bears in the world, these guys. So anyways, I got 8 minutes left. 347-989-1371, and I have reached the end of my show prep. So there's all my notes. That was pretty much all I wanted to cover about Satanism. I don't want to go into another goddamn topic from my list. By the way, the list, there's a link in the description page. There's you know what? I have 8 minutes left because I didn't do my intro. I didn't explain to you folks what this show is about. So let me talk about what Luminous is about real quick. Luminous. It's a little different than the other shows, a little different than the other things got going on. The other shows, we got a topic where we talk about the topic for an hour, kind of like what we did here tonight, although I moved, I think, pretty quickly from one topic to the next, all related to Satanism and the left-hand path. So it was still a Luminous episode, but on Luminous what we do is I like to talk about current events. I'm a newsie, and I have this skewed perspective. I have this kooky view of things. So when I talk about news, I give it from that place is where it comes from. That Satanist filter I was talking about at the beginning of the show, that eats out through the Luminous discussion. And what I do is I have a list of topics, and there's a running list. If you go to that link, you'll see a running list of topics that I hit. And I'm always adding things and moving things around and changing it up. So as I go through that list, I say, you know, we're talking about this, and I talk about it for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and I give the phone number, 347-989-1371. If nobody calls in to talk about that topic, I move on to the next fucking thing. If somebody calls in, I tend to, you know, spend the whole fucking hour on the topic because they're interested and they want to talk, so I let them talk. And we usually have some good conversations when people do call in. It's a decent monologue, I hope, when nobody calls in. But you know, I just do my thing. So that's the way this show operates. So this is every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. Check it out. Check out the list. Check out that webpage, the jasonsorrell.creativebodystudios.com webpage. Check out Creative Body Studios, one of the sponsors of the Satanic International Network. No, we're not sponsors of the Satanic International Network. Sponsors of the Ooze, Creative Body Studios, a bunch of different artwork, a bunch of different erotica, you know, demon girls, stickers, skateboards, all kinds of shit. Check that out. Let me know what you think. There's a blog that you can check out and everything. There's several blogs, actually. Check all that shit out. And if you got an opinion, man, let me hear from you. Let me know that it's actually being read. Because it makes me feel all valid and warm inside and shit, and I think other people are listening to me. Like all you folks are in the chat room. What's going on, DC?
Hey, what's up, man? I just thought I'd pop in here real quick, and on a side note, let everybody know that this Saturday's show is actually going to be moved to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Jason King's actually going to be standing in as co-host as well, so... we're going to go with the other Gospels, specifically the Gospel of Judas, and it's going to be me and Jason King rambling on about it.
Right on. That'll be a good show. So check that out Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't heard from Jason King yet, just look him up on YouTube. The guy is a riot, and the guy is fucking brilliant. And the guy is not—he's not an asshole like me who likes to use big words and fucking talk and stutter and everything else. He's pretty much concise, so what he has to say is really dense. When he goes on for 10 minutes, you're getting about 3 hours worth of shit. So check out Jason King, and that Saturday show is going to be awesome.
And then I guess I wanted to further just kind of pop on and make mention that I'm actually making a real heavy effort to update the Twisted Beast blog and kind of refocus it. So now you can find all of my artwork, stories, and poetry on it.
Right on, right on. And another blog that we need to mention, since we're having the last advertising bit for the last five minutes, eminentmind.info. Check out eminentmind.info, no www. Just eminentmind.info. Right now it's up to three sly men, and you'll figure out what a sly man is when you go to eminentmind.info and check that out. We're thinking about society. We're thinking about different ways of thinking. We're actually thinking about this stuff and applying it, and talking about how this application works, talking about, you know, what these ideas are, and trying to get other people to join the discussion with us because we're trying to figure it out. So now, we're not experts. We're not saying follow us. We're not saying this is the example. This is what you should do. We're asking people to try things out and let us know what else they're trying, what else they're doing, and we want to engage people in all that. So check out eminentmind.info and check out the Sunday episode of The Ooze, the Outbreak Edition. That thing has had a transformation. It's 2 hours for the last 3 weeks, and it's 2 dense hours where we're talking about the practical side of everything we're talking about in Eminent Mind. If Eminent Mind talks about ideology and philosophy, the Ooze Outbreak Edition talks about the same thing with practical application and some ideas about, you know, what the fuck's going to happen when the shit hits the fan, what we need to be, you know, what would be a good idea to be concerned about. We got Texas burning down right now. I've got a fucking closet full of water. So that kind of shit. I feel good that I have that, knowing that they're running out of water to put the fires out with. So check out, you know, the Ooze Outbreak, check out eminentmind.info, and check out Satanic International Network. Satanic International, www.satanicinternationalnetwork. You've heard me mention them during the show, Zach Black. This is the place to go when you want to see what's going on with Satanism, when you want to be on the cutting edge, when you want to see where these trends are going, what's moving around, what the ideas are out there. You'll see it there. It's expressed there. It's a place where if you have an opinion and you want to see how well it stands up, how long, you know, how it stands up under fire, that's the place to go. It's kind of a proving ground. And it's every day becoming more and more distinguished on the internet, has that kind of place. And it has everything for everyone. You like blogs, you can do a blog there. You like getting into forums and discussions and debates, you got that. You got like posts, little bullshit on the wall, you got that. You like little chat rooms and everything else, you got all that. Videos and pictures and the whole bit. So check that out. Highly recommended. Definitely worth checking out. So I got 1 minute and 51 seconds. I got really nothing else going on. I have a bunch of drawings I'm planning to do. I've got a new blog I'm putting up on Distorted Brainwaves as soon as I get it all edited and taken care of. There's 2 new blogs on the Austin Lowbrow site. Getting ready to go to a burlesque show Saturday. So taking my camera. I tattooed one of the girls at the show, so I'm hoping that I can get some cool pictures, and that will be up on the blog, the Austin Lowbrow blog, so check all that out. Entropic Momentum might be there. One of my buddies, Tim, is going to be there. Jamie will be there, and it's going to be a good time. So check out the blog if you aren't able to come to Austin and see the show. And I'm hoping to do more of that kind of shit here this fall and this winter, getting out to all the little weird things that have that are going on in Austin and then blogging about it on the Austin Lowbrow blog. So well, I guess the other thing I should talk about is Cult of Cthulhu. See, I'm mentioning it, but I'm not mentioning it. I'm writing a new book, Cult of Cthulhu. This has nothing to do with the Cult of Cthulhu. This is all about a fictional Cult of Cthulhu, based on the H.P. Lovecraft writings, based on things I've read about the Cult of Cthulhu, but it takes the ideas of Satanism, it takes the ideas of the Necronomicon, it takes all that and merges it all in. I'm working on a conspiracy theory right now for this book where I talk about how King John, the same dude from Robin Hood, the same dude that ended up being the king after Richard the Lionheart died, King of England and everything else, every president except for Martin Van Buren is related to this guy, the King John of Robin Hood fame. And I make the point that King John was a worshiper of Cthulhu, along with the Saracen Saladin, who Richard was fighting. And they conspired to have Richard killed. And I'm putting up the facts and everything else. It's fiction. It's work of fiction, but check that out. And the show's over. Fuck it. I'm out. Thanks.